Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers.
Oh!
Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
I've heard it loud and clear from the people that I have spoken to over the course of this campaign, whether it's business owners, whether it's homeowners, whether it's potential investors. Public safety is the number one issue of this campaign. It will be my number one focus when I'm elected, because unless we do something about public safety, no amount of housing, no amount of business development will matter.
James, 8 of the 9 crime metrics that Buffalo Police track are down compared to last year, including robbery and burglary. How can you say there's a crisis in Buffalo?
Because every night we're getting, and if you live in the city of Buffalo, we're getting text messages, we're getting emails from our common council members, from Buffalo Police Department officials saying, there's a string of burglaries in your area. Make sure your cars are locked. Make sure your cars are behind a fence or in a garage, because they're no longer able to guarantee that those cars aren't going to be stolen, because of whether it's people using RFID transponders to get cars started. I know there are any number of statistics that any number of politicians can point to with respect to crime. The truth is, if you talk to voters, you talk to business owners who are living and working in the city of Buffalo, not one of them believes that the city of Buffalo is safer today than it was 4 years ago or 8 years ago.
These aren't politicians, this is the Buffalo Police Department. Are you saying their data is wrong?
I'm saying the people who live in the city and who work in the city are feeling what everyone else is feeling, which is crime is the number one issue. There's without a doubt a rising surge in crime, in burglaries and in car thefts. We're seeing it because the police department and the Erie County District Attorney's Office is announcing the fact that they've apprehended somebody who's responsible for 10 residential burglaries over 10 days. You can't tell me that that isn't a crime spree, and that it's not directly responsible. Part of the direct responsibility is the laws that we currently have in the state of New York.
Let me ask you this. If elected to be mayor of the city of Buffalo, how do you, at a city level, try to enact change to state bail law?
Sure. So it comes down to talking directly to voters and educating them about, it's not just the bail laws. We're also talking about the raise the age legislation. We're talking about the parole reforms that have been enacted, all of which are designed to do one simple thing: make it easier to release people from custody. And the people who are committing crimes know it. They know that they're not going to be held accountable. And even if they're caught, they know that they're get sent to prison, they're going to get out sooner than they would have normally. This is an advocacy component of it that, as mayor of Buffalo, I'm more than willing to take on. In addition to it, as the mayor, it comes down to prioritizing the Buffalo Police Department and crime prevention. When you have strings of burglaries that are happening in residential neighborhoods and strings of burglaries that are affecting commercial businesses like this one, You have to surge those resources to make sure that those people are apprehended. It's about commitment and accountability. Those are the two guideposts that I will have as mayor of Buffalo.
So how would this burglary task force, like, what would they do differently?
Making sure that we have the necessary overtime, and that is a, that's a, that, you know, obviously impacts the budget discussion, but you have to have officers on duty at the time that these incidents are occurring, which is very early in the morning. And late at night. You have to make sure that there's a level of coordination that's happening not only between shifts, but also across jurisdictional lines with the surrounding suburban areas. This is just a question about putting the resources that are needed in order to solve this issue. Any police officer, any person in law enforcement will tell you that if you dedicate the resources to the problem, if you get serious about solving the problem, and that goes to the chase policy also, you'll solve it. You'll get to the you'll catch the individual responsible for it, but you shouldn't have to wait until that individual has burglarized 10 homes or 3 different businesses or popped 17 different cars. That's what this is about. That's correct. Well, because I think it is, I think in order to make sure that our city is safer, the city of Buffalo needs to liaison, coordinate, and interact with every level of government, whether that's a state government and federal government. So there isn't the idea that we can erect walls or barriers between the city, the Buffalo Police Department, and the state troopers or federal officials does nothing to promote community safety. I would argue that it actually makes the city of Buffalo less safe.
So does that mean that you're saying then immigrants, refugees, asylum seekers are the ones committing these crimes?
I'm absolutely not saying that at all. What I'm saying is I am absolutely not in favor of any piece of legislation or any policy that prevents law enforcement officials being able, from every level, to being able to talk to each other, to share information. That's what I'm saying. The idea that refugees and legal immigrants who are here in the United States legally are a source of the problem, that isn't supported by the data. That's not what I'm saying at all. In fact, I would argue that our new immigrant community in the city of Buffalo are some of the most law-abiding, some of the most industrious, and some of the best neighbors that the city of Buffalo could hope for.
Earlier this spring, Buffalo Police shifted their patrols. They're on in the neighborhoods more. And again, I go back to the data. Motor vehicles down 32%, burglary down 12%, and robbery also down. I mean, again, you're saying there's a crisis, but the data suggests they've shifted their procedures and crime is down.
I applaud the current administration for seeing the need to move into a community policing model. I haven't talked to a single resident or a single business owner that doesn't applaud and appreciate the fact that they're seeing more Buffalo Police Department officials, more cops on the street, downtown, and along commercial districts. The crime data, as somebody who worked in law enforcement, it's a snapshot in time. And I would be very interested to see what that snapshot reveals in the next 30 days, 60 days, 90-day period, because
as of yesterday.
I would love to know how they define what the level of crime that they're referring to as theft crime or other types of crime. Because let me tell you, when a call comes in from the Buffalo Police Department and it's a car popping, that usually comes out as either a petty larceny or a criminal mischief. That isn't tagged as a crime that involves theft until they apprehend somebody who has the proceeds from that theft. Only then does it become a criminal possession of stolen property crime. Until then, it looks exactly like a retail theft from Tops. That's the issue. There's that data, I will be the first one to admit, I'm happy to hear that homicides are down. I'm happy to hear that armed robberies are down and violent crime is down. But the idea that the type of quality of life crime that we're seeing in the city of Buffalo is down, it's great that they're coming out with that data. I remember earlier this year when the commissioner of the police department basically came out and said they'd lost control of parts of the city due to, young people who were congregating in on street corners and making people in different neighborhoods feel unsafe. That was back in May. We're seeing today, over the past 2 weeks, an increase in the number of reported burglaries. And I just know this anecdotally from talking to not only my neighbors, but receiving the text messages and the emails that we're getting from common council members who are telling us that there is a string of burglaries happening in your neighborhood. And that's going through B district and D district. You go over to Poly Supermarket on the corner of Bailey and Walden, and they're sitting there with their hands outstretched wondering what do they have to do to make sure that their business isn't repeatedly targeted by criminals who are coming in, breaking in, smashing the doors, just like they did here at Casa de Pizza, to get inside. So there is undoubtedly there has been a surge in crime, and undoubtedly there is a perception among residents, among voters, among business owners, that crime is the problem, because I have heard it from every single stakeholder that I've been in front of in the city of Buffalo.
Which common council member specifically you're telling you this?
Joel Farrelletto. He sent out an email probably, a week ago, saying that there was a string of burglaries working through B&D, and it went to everybody in B&D. B&D districts. Everybody, all of the block clubs got that email. So, I mean, it is a real issue. And whether that is an issue where the data doesn't jibe with what the common council members are saying, that's a question for the Buffalo Police Department.
Outside of a burglary task force, I mean, what else are you looking at when it comes to policing and security in the city of Buffalo?
There needs to be, and again, I mentioned this earlier, the idea of community policing is a great one. It's great for the business owners and the residents who see uniformed members of the Buffalo Police Department walking a beat. And it's great for the police officers themselves because they get to know the community that they're policing. I'd like to see more of it. I'd like to see it in years that aren't election years, because it seems that though these community policing endeavors always pop up in warm weather during election years. It's something that I'd like to see consistent. There's a need for it. There's a desire for it on both sides, both the community member and the police department. Everybody sees the value in it. I'd absolutely commit to doing it. I'd also like to see, an increase in the level of training that people, applicants to the Buffalo Police Department have. We used to have a requirement that said you needed a minimum number of you needed to be a certain age and you needed to have a certain level of academic scholarship before you could be accepted as a Buffalo Police officer. I think we need to get back to that. I think the police union and the police department would be better served by having new officers who have to have a minimum amount of hours, both whether it's in a college setting or a GED setting, and a minimum level of maturity before we hand them a badge and a gun and say, go protect us. So those are two big issues that I see moving forward when I'm mayor.
Do you have a certain number of training hours that you would see, like as far as like police academy training?
That's something that I would love to sit down and talk with the PBA, the Buffalo Police Union, about. Because their input is essential on it, and I think it's only going to benefit the community, and it's only going to benefit the police officers. We expect a lot from members of uniformed police, a lot of on-the-job training. If we can eliminate some of the need for that on-the-job training by getting it on the front end, I'm all for it.
And again, what are those? I know you briefly spoke to those when I asked you about the state laws, but again, what are those state laws that you're taking issue with, and how do you intend to, I suppose, make some sort of change if elected?
Sure. No, I think, believe me, the Raise the Age legislation has made it almost impossible to hold young members of our community who are breaking in and stealing cars. It makes it almost impossible to hold them accountable because they immediately go to family court. It's not a criminal. And no one is jumping up and down and asking for 14, 15, 16, 17-year-olds to be, locked up and thrown away the key. But there has to be some level of accountability. There has to be some level of punishment that these individuals face, because right now they know no one's holding them accountable, and they're gonna get referred to social services when they're in family court, and nothing's gonna come of it. And there's going to be nothing on their record that suggests to a future judge, future prosecutor, that says this individual has had, you know, a history of popping cars or stealing cars. That has to change. You have to look at as I've been on this issue from almost the moment it happened. The bail legislation makes it almost impossible for a judge to sit and evaluate the individual that comes before them, to look at the level of crime that they're charged with, to look at the full context of the criminal, that the alleged criminal before them, in order to determine what the appropriate bail situation is going to be, whether it's release under supervision or holding them. And in a situation like this, I think the guy's name is Dale Grabler. He was prosecuted for 4 residential burglaries when I was in the DA's office back in 2012. He had a rap sheet a mile long. He's caught in a stolen car with stolen property, and the judge can't hold him because the law says you can't. That's a ridiculous result, and it's unfortunate that 10 members of our community had their homes broken into as a result of it.
And you want to change that through
advocating? I would change it through any means available to me, whether it's going to Albany and standing outside of the legislative chamber saying exactly what I'm saying today, if it means getting directly involved in the electoral process as mayor to make sure that city residents understand that their vote will matter in the upcoming state legislative elections, you bet I'll do it. I don't think there's an issue that's more important to the future of our city than addressing the issue of crime in our communities, downtown, and all the surrounding residential areas, and frankly, wider Erie County. It's an issue that has to be addressed, and the political leaders that we have, that we send to Albany, are content to hide in a basement, put their head in the sand, and pretend it doesn't exist.
But how are you going to do that as mayor? You know, I think that's the thing. Why not run for, assembly or state senate?
Because when I look at the issues that are currently affecting the city, my interests are go beyond to just that. The laws that are affecting the public safety in the city of Buffalo, it's more than just legislation. It comes down to resource management, managing the Buffalo Police Department. Those are issues that no state legislator can do. Those are issues that the mayor has to do. And my career in public service and in law enforcement, I know how to best use and work with the Buffalo Police Department to make businesses safer, to make neighborhoods safer, and to be able to attract the type of investment, both in terms of businesses and in terms of people who want to live here, make them feel safe. That's the most important job as mayor. That's why I'm in this race, because I think it's the most important job, and I know I'll be able to achieve what I set out to do.
Going back to something you mentioned earlier regarding the crime data, you obviously feel that, potential constituents are saying there's the rampant crime crisis, mm-hmm. even though the data says it's going down. Are you thus suggesting Buffalo police are not accurately reporting their own crime data?
I'm not. Look, I can't speak to how the Buffalo Police Department, or the FBI, or the Department of Criminal Justice Services from New York State, how they report crime data, whether they're looking at calls that are coming out, whether they're looking at convictions. There's a you can slice this pie, you can look at data any which way. So I mean, without seeing the actual data in front of me, it would be difficult for me to really give you an answer on it. What I will tell you though is I don't believe that, first, the Buffalo Police Department bears a tremendous amount of fault on the issues that we're facing here. The, how they report their statistics and who they report it to, I'll leave to them. But I want to be crystal clear that my understanding, my conversations with voters and business owners have nothing but wonderful things to say about the Buffalo Police Department. And what they've also told me is that the members of the Buffalo Police Department share their levels of frustration, wishing that they could do more. This is about unshackling law enforcement officials in Buffalo, in New York State, so that they can do their jobs. And that includes judges and prosecutors also. That's how we're going to be able to keep this community safe. That's how we're going to be make this community more attractive for people to move for people to do business in. It comes down to reinforcing the concept and the reality that crime doesn't pay in the city of Buffalo. And right now, it's too obvious to everyone that there's no accountability for criminal activity or not enough accountability for criminal activity in the city.
When you talked about the assistance police can provide or can or cannot provide to ICE agents, right, similar to bail reform, that's like a state legislative issue, it seems, you know. So are there other things that you see as like characterizing Buffalo as a sanctuary city, or do you think every city in New York is a sanctuary city?
Look, I think from my perspective, the issue that I'm primarily concerned with is making sure that members of law enforcement, local members of law enforcement, can freely and openly talk to and work with all levels of law enforcement. And what I don't want to see, and what I think is deeply harmful, is the situation that I believe the state police have to deal with, where there's a directive that prevents them from being able to do that. That, to me, is one of the most dangerous, and it's a fundamental plank of what I define as a sanctuary city, where you're preventing that free exchange of information. And I mean, beyond that, it really. You know, then the definitions of what is and what is not a sanctuary city, you know, that's up to whoever defines them. But that, to me, is the most important element of it, and that I don't believe has any place in law enforcement.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers.
Oh!
Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.